From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Tens of thousands gathered in the rebel-controlled Yemeni capital Sana'a Sunday, marking the second anniversary of the intervention of the Saudi-led coalition backing government forces against Houthi rebels. Houthi rebel minister Ahmed Al-Kana acknowledged the country has been ruined by conflict, but they will not surrender. The conflict has left an estimated 10,000 dead and displaced millions. Middle East Institute analyst Zubair Iqbal said it's a struggle between Saudi Arabia and Iran.
Both sides are fighting for their quote-unquote, their primary masters. And that basically means that they're not fighting for the sake of preserving and stabilizing the region, but for their own narrow interests.
The Shia Houthis are backed by forces loyal to former President Ali Abdullah Saleh against the internationally recognized government of President Abdurrabbu Mansur Hadi. The Houthis remain entrenched in most of northern Yemen. Several rounds of UN-mediated talks have failed to produce agreement. Rwanda's President Paul Kagame hailed his country's friendship with Israel Sunday in an address in Washington to the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee Policy Conference, saying the genocides their people suffered bring them together.
The security of peoples who have once been targeted for extermination can never be exclusively physical until all ideologies which justify killing as a patriotic duty are defeated, our world is not truly safe.
Israel's prime minister visited Rwanda and three other countries last year, and an Israel-Africa summit is planned in Tokyo in October. This is VOA News.